Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things that kind of came across 97OneTheTicket.com today was an interesting, I don't even want to say it was a report, but an interesting thought, impossible scenario if you are the Detroit Lions, okay? Stay with me. Now, Rob Gronkowski and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots have been, is it fair to say, just a little bit off? It is kind of an odd marriage. Rob Gronkowski, party animal and guy that likes to have a lot of fun. He likes to do the celebrations and things like that. And the Patriots have kind of restricted that, you know, to a large degree throughout his career.
And he talked about retirement after the season and really didn't say he was coming back until right before, I believe, the draft.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And now at the age of 29, he is in the final 2 years of a contract. He'll make $8 million this year, but is looking for a bigger deal and more of a, you know, substantial financial package, if you will.
Sure.
And they still haven't come to any
Everybody wants a bigger package.
I mean, big packages are always better than small packages.
Of course.
I think that's fair to say, especially when you pull up at the house, you see it. Okay. Anyway, he's looking for something better in the financial, you know, realm with the Patriots. We'll see if New England ultimately ends up coming to an agreement. But the story on 97OneTheTicket.com kind of goes into what it would take for the Detroit Lions to potentially swing a deal with Bobby Quinn's former home and Matt Patricia's former home, the New England Patriots, to bring Rob Gronkowski here. And you and I were talking, and I'm obviously more than open, you know, to this if, in fact, it was for the right thing. But can we just put a little bit of framework on an offer that the Lions could throw out there?
Don't throw crap against the wall. No, you've got to have some parameters here if you want to discuss this.
Exactly. It's too difficult to go, well, what about Darius Slay and three picks and we'll throw in Jake Rudock. No. We're not going to go down that line. But right here, right now, okay, given what we know about the Lions and their issues at the tight end position and how talented Rob Gronkowski is, Wojo, a first-round pick for Rob Gronkowski. Are you moving forward with that deal if you're the Detroit Lions? Are you saying, hell to the no, Gronkowski's got an injury history, I don't want to make that deal?
I am saying unequivocally, hells to the no. See, I can't keep track of you people. By you people, I mean you little fans and stuff. Like, first, sometimes you want the big shiny things, and sometimes you say, no, build something the right way, but your guys get all a glitter about Rob Gronkowski. Oh, yeah, give him a first-round pick. No, first of all, he's 29. He has an injury history. He's already talked about retirement, and I believe we've seen evidence that if he were to leave that New England bubble of professionalism where they win all the time, I believe he would be even more of a wild man, even more of a crazy man, even more difficult to rein in, more of a possible off-the-field issue. No, no, no. Next topic.
You think he could get in more trouble here in Detroit than he could in Boston?
It's not even getting in trouble. It's not taking it as seriously because I don't know if you're aware of this. I think the New England Patriots culture might be a little bit different than the Lions culture, even though the Lions are trying to develop that. It might be a little bit different.
The Lions just got rid of their worst locker room guy, which I think was Eric Ebron. Outside of that, the Lions seem to, at this point, have a very good mix of veteran leadership, guys that have proven themselves and won elsewhere.
We haven't seen them with a new staff
or anything.
And a
younger core. We'll certainly find out. Look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Right here, right now, you're the Detroit Lions, or hell, you're just a fan, and you want to see something big added to this team. Are you giving up a first-round pick to land Rob Gronkowski or steal him, really, from the New England Patriots, 248-539-9797. Think about this.
Don't fall for the okie doke.
No, this isn't one of those, you know, situations where gosh, you know, the Lions are still, you know, 8 years away, 10 years away. They need to just hold on to those picks and continue to build. Yes, I get a first round pick in the grand scheme of things, very important. But look at what Bob Quinn has done in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, the later rounds of the NFL draft. He's been able to identify talent and get some pieces in there to build the depth of this team. That's one. Two, the Lions don't have a tight end. You mean to tell me they're going to come into the year with Luke Wilson and Michael Roberts is going to suddenly, you know, learn how to catch the football and not have any issues this year? I don't know about that.
That's how they're going to start. I mean, they did bring in some bodies, and bodies that aren't A, expensive and would cost your first round pick, B, aren't 29 and injury prone, and C, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Tom Brady won't be throwing to him either. Listen, okay, Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback, but accuracy, like Tom Brady type accuracy is not his primary strength.
That's the thing. When it comes to a guy like Rob Gronkowski, heck, even a guy like Calvin Johnson a few years ago when he was throwing to him, the catch radius is much bigger. You can throw a guy like Rob Gronkowski open. You can throw it in his general vicinity.
He would be an improvement. I'm not denying that.
He's a matchup issue.
Way, 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 way too much. You know, that to me sounds like back in the day when the Lions traded for Pat Swilling with the Saints, a sack pass rushing monster who was like 30 years old and had nothing left. I'm not saying Gronkowski has nothing left.
Be careful.
But take him out of that environment and I think it changes a lot.
I totally disagree. And you just brought up Matthew Stafford, which was another point that I wanted to make too. This is a 5-year window. Matthew Stafford is in his prime, and you might not believe that Matthew Stafford could ever be Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, and he very likely will not be, but this is a 5-year window where he's in his prime, and the Lions are going to be trying to make a run at something. I know you can laugh at the Lions possibly winning a playoff game or getting to a Super Bowl, but that's what they're trying to ultimately accomplish. You have a very small window to do
okay,
so.
If
the NFC North has gotten a lot better, too.
If it's a 5-year window, then you're willing to chop off 3 of those years.
How?
Because you'd only have Gronkowski for 2 productive years, probably. 2.
Okay. Well,
you're chopping the window
over not having anyone at
the tight
end position.
You're chopping the window 60% off, whereas
how?
A first round. Because you'd probably only have Gronkowski for 2 years.
But they wouldn't be able to get anyone else. They wouldn't be able to take advantage of Gronk
being here. We're just talking about Gronkowski right now versus the first round pick who would be in his prime and entering his prime for all 5. And I'm not even sure the 5-year window is accurate, but going on your premise.
I mean, that's what it looks like to me. This deal is really, these are going to be the best years of Matthew Stafford's career, it seems, over the next 5 years. That's not fair.
You would hope, but there's no, but you don't make decisions on a 29/30-year-old tight end by next year based on that. Actually a first round pick, a young guy developing over the next 2 or 3 years would be more valuable. Ay, please. Someone agrees. Gronk equals Joe Nathan. That's exactly what it is. The closer for the twin came here was good at first.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's what the ticket texter says, and I'm going to have to go ahead and co-sign
it. He's not 39 years old. He's 29, and I get in NFL years that could be a lot longer, but he's only had really 2 seasons where it was severely cut short due to injury. This isn't a guy that's been injured every single season.
I'm not letting you do this with the Lions. I'm
248-539-9797.
You can mess
ticket
up other
text.
Teams. You're not messing up the Lions.
Ticket text is at 97136. If you're the Detroit Lions right now, Rob Gronkowski might be available. We have no idea. You're Bob Quinn. Are you picking up the phone and offering a first-round pick to bring Rob Gronkowski here to Detroit? I say yes, 1,000 times over again. Wojo just doesn't get it. That's fine. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.